had a feeling for a while now that we're being followed. Have you noticed anything?
When my husband and I were invited to supper in this house, we were greeted by the mosaic you can see here on the left. Our friends had it placed on the threshold. Now it's my turn to greet them by saying Ave Salve and beg their forgiveness for entering their home without taking off my outdoor shoes.
There it is again.
What feasts we had lying on their beautiful couches. Ah, here are the mule heads that decorated them. The more wine we drank, the harder it was to decide whether they were identical or not. What do you think? Oh, these walls bring back so many memories. I bet the walls in your home are white. I don't know where you've got that dull taste from. Not from us Romans, that for sure. Our friends liked exotic things. They would have bought a real black slave rather than a bronze one, if the opportunity had presented itself. To console them, my husband used to tell them they owned the only slave who had never broken an oil lamp. As for me, I was quite happy for a lamp to be broken every now and then. It gave me an excuse to go to the market to buy new ones, and while I was out, to have a quick look at the jewellers. But my Gaius loved his lamps. He was quite capable of carrying the prettiest ones with him whenever we spent a few days far from the hustle and bustle, dirt and noise of the city. Of course, that's when we would miss dining with our friends. Faustina, they'd always say to flatter me, tell us how Perseus killed Medusa. And I would go and stand on their exquisite Medusa mosaic, which was made somewhere far away from Tarraco, with tiny, tiny pieces. Standing on it, I'd recite Ovid's lines from memory. Meanwhile, they would all pretend to be statues, turned to stone by Medusa's fearsome gaze, or they'd make the snakes of her hair hiss, and I would have to hold back from laughing. I see you're still here, Medusa, with your eyes wide open. Just as well. No other cowardly man should receive a hero's honours for having cleverly killed a woman while she slept. There. Did you hear that noise? I think it was coming from the other room.